NYPD arrests 11 after cops, anti-Trump protesters clash in NYC. By Catherine Rodriguez on November 2, 2020. Cops and anti-Trump protesters clashed with each other in New York City on Sunday afternoon, leading to 11 arrests, police said. The incident took place in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood and dozens of cops could be seen in riot gear shoving protesters as they blocked them from moving forward, the New York Post reported. "Stop. Stop pushing me." One protester could be heard screaming as police barricaded the street. Other protesters hurled insults at the cops. "It's F-King New York City. There are people getting F-King raped and murdered," one protester taunted, according to the Post. "Go fight real crime, you F-King pathetic PCs." Police said five people were issued summonses for disorderly conduct. Three people were charged with disorderly conduct or obstruction and later released. And one was charged with resisting arrest and obstruction. Two others were also in custody, with charges pending. The NYPD tried to determine who was a credentialed journalist at the protest by issuing press passes. All arrested individuals from today's protests have been verified to not be NYPD credentialed members of the press, the NYPD tweeted. About 300 anti-Trump protesters gathered at Madison Square Park to confront pro-Trump demonstrators and caravans crossing the New York region before Tuesday's election. The anti-Trump protesters marched to the West Side Highway before they dispersed, figuring out that the caravans likely skipped over Manhattan. Instead, groups of truck-driving Trump supporters shut down parts of the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey and halted traffic on the Mario Cuomo Bridge in Tarrytown, New York, on Sunday.